Actor Finn Wittrock is starring in Lucy Boyle's The Blue Deep and makes his second appearance on our show, the last time talking about his role in the Berkshire Theatre Festival production of Shaw's Canada in 2008. The Berkshire's native made his unofficial acting debut at Shakespeare and Company at age 8. Wittrock continued to study and perform Shakespeare at Juilliard, but he found fame as bad boy Damon Miller on the daytime soap All My Children. He comes to Williamstown fresh from making his Broadway debut as Happy Loman, the womanizing, truth-stretching younger son of Philip Seymour Hoffman's Willie Loman in Mike Nichols' revival of Death of a Salesman. Now the man with the greatest name in all of show business, Finn Wittrock, joins us on the roundtable.
What was he? Womanizing, truth-stretching? Truth-stretching. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Where was that when I was working on the character? It really helped.
I saw you in that, and that was an amazing production.
Oh, thanks. It was I say this, but it's really true. It was a dream to work on from beginning to end.
So let's just parse it out a little bit. Number one, working on Arthur Miller with Mike Nichols. Discuss.
I could probably write an essay. I owe Mike a lot because Mike really saw me in a show off Broadway, and that's the only way I would have gotten to even audition for that play. He's an incredible, vivacious, intellectually probing, hysterical guy with just boundless energy. I think Death of a Salesman was something very personal for him and something that he's been wanting to do for a while. And I think coming where it did, you know, in sort of this glorious final, you know, years of his career. He's even said that he's, you know, this might be the last big production that he does. That I think it was something really close to his heart, and so it was very emotional. We sort of all felt like we were in it for him in a way, you know. Although the play carries so much resonance still. And I think we really discovered it together as a group. And he's got an incredible gift of, as Rebecca Miller said, he has a light touch that burns deep, which I thought was a perfect way to put it, that he gives you incredible room as an actor and as an ensemble and sort of guides you, but you really feel like you are creating it on your own. And so there's a sense of ownership and a real sense of creativity from day one to closing night. You know, we felt like we were always working on it.
It doesn't seem as though, and in any great performance, I guess there shouldn't be a sense of autopilot, but in that, it just seems that every performance must have been incredibly emotional and draining.
It's true, I have to say, it's true. It took a big toll on all of us, the whole cast, especially I think the family, and that's a testament a lot to the actors that were there, who, you know, you're on stage with them and they don't let you off the hook, and you don't let them off the hook. You know, there's a kind of a, we're really going to do it tonight, every night. And that's why I think it was, you know, if anyone got to see it more than once, which I think ticket prices being what they are was rare, but few people did. And, you know, and it was a different show every night, you know, and there's a lot of stuff gets brought up for people on a really personal level. And, you know, you go through a deep, charged emotional experience every night, and so, you know, things get brought up, and so we would kind of make an effort to hang out even for like 5-10 minutes after the show and kind of regroup and bond. And it became a really almost a tradition to sort of be there with each other, for each other, the Loman family. Yeah, I think it's rare in that way because nothing ever got locked in from, and also we had the benefit of a lot of time to work on it, so yeah, like I say, it was a dream.
And you look at, I mean, all the performances are incredible. I mean, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Wenda, and of course, Andrew Garfield. It was just an incredible ensemble. And then, but back to Arthur Miller, of you look at just how heavy and deep and layered that play is, it's just unbelievable.
It is. It's a perfect play. I mean, it revealed itself more every night. I think it's even something that he might have escaped him, just quite the profundity of what he was writing. You know, I read a lot about him during this time, and his autobiography, Time Bends, which if anyone has interest in him, it's so worth reading. It's amazing. you know, when he wrote the first act, he had to build himself his own cabin in outside his house in Connecticut with his own two hands to write the play. And he wrote the first act, I think, in one night, sort of sweating and crying and laughing in a stream. And so it does seem like something somehow divine, you know, something that he was truly inspired by some sort of great muse. But also, you know, it's he knew those people, you know, and he knew their struggle and the lies they tell themselves. But also below that, I think there was a true deep love for each other, which is what keeps the play alive and relevant and active, you know, this many years later.
So you're working on that, and then you go right from that to this, right?
I had a 24-hour break. I slept for most of it. Yeah, and then I walked into a room with Bob Balaban and Blythe Danner, and slightly different. No less amazing and inspiring and fun, but a change of pace, for sure. And I came up to the beautiful Berkshires, as you said, my hometown, which was a like perfect contrast to what I had just been working on. And, you know, smelling the Berkshire air, I was like, I'm good. This is a 3 weeks that I feel I am ready to indulge in.
So do you do that as kind of the, is that the cracker between the, between the wine flights?
It is partially, but also this is another great chance to work with amazing, awesome people. And that's really what I find is the constant draw for me. You know, I'm just still sort of pinching myself that I'm even in a room with most of these people. And I really love this play too. I think it's beautiful. And the character is a supporting character. It's a guy that I really like. And in great contrast to Happy Loman, the character I play in this is a real eco-friendly, lovable dork, I think, as I would put it. It was it's been a great contrast.
We were in our previous segment talking about working with Bob Balaban and what that experience is like. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, you probably said it. He's like not only probably the nicest man you've ever met, but has any surprisingly cutting, sophisticated sense of humor, which is he has a true wit, you know, in the old-fashioned sense of the word. And it's just a delight to be in the room with him. You know, sometimes you don't want to work on anything. You just kind of want to hear him talk. But we did a little of both. I'd say we did a fair amount of both. Yeah.
What is next for you? What do you want to accomplish after this?
I probably shouldn't go into specifics right now because it's not totally official, but I do want to keep doing theater and working with great directors. And I also would love to expand my film career, which there are some possible budding opportunities happening with that. So that's really where I want to see myself go in the near future. I'm ready to keep going. You know, you keep saying like, oh, I need a vacation, and then another job pops up and you're like, no, I think I'll do that instead. You know, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Working is good.
Working is good. Working is good. And
being wanted is good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's all good. It's all a blessing, you know, and I'm looking back, I think I was actually blessed to have a little bit of time. I mean, you know, I still count all my blessings, but a little bit of time where I wasn't working and had to struggle. And I think that's really important for young actors coming out of school, like to have to pay your dues a little bit and know what it's like not to have a job and how to survive and how to know who you are outside of acting, because it can be so consuming, you know. And I think it's really important. And so I count myself lucky.
Fenwood Rock stars in The Blue Deep, which ends its run July 8th on the Nico stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival. Go to WTFestival.org. Fenwood Rock, thanks for being with us. Great pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me. You guys are awesome.
Good to have you back. Thank you. Again, WTFestival.org for more information on The Blue Deep. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.